Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and you are live with Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm here today just to empower women. And if you, I have some guys listening, it's okay too, because we want you to know what how women think and some of the things that we go through so we can empower you also. But I'm here today as a women's empowerment transformation coach. And I'm just excited about what we're doing here in Indianapolis. This is actually an organization out of Indianapolis called Harvest Girls International. And I am the founder and CEO, and I am excited to be with you this evening. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment transformation series organization, and it's designed to equip, empower, inform, and initiate the individual greatness within you, while supporting you also to succeed and grow in your dreams. And we want to turn your setbacks into a comeback for the next decade. You know, I'm so excited about Indianapolis because, of course, you know the AFC champs are the Indianapolis Colts, and the city is quite blue in a great way. And I'm excited about the Colts, of course, going to the Super Bowl, but I'm really excited even more so about the women in Indianapolis and what the women in Indianapolis are doing. And we want to share what we're doing with the world. We want to reach out to all the women out there because we're all sisters. We're all kin, one to another. And we just want to help one another to be great and be wonderful to one another. I just want to tell you a little bit about myself as a host and about Harvest Girls International. I started Harvest Girls International years and years ago, but we actually didn't launch until 2008. But Harvest Girls started in my heart and in my spirit at a time in my life when I was going through change. And change sometimes can be quite difficult, especially change that you did not pre-design yourself. And so I was going through change. I was going through a divorce. I was going through being a single mom. I was going through working a job that I did not like. And there were just so many things going on. I had some friendships that I thought were strong and intact. And I found out that those friendships were very weak, and they were not empowering to me in my situation. So I was left alone to bear some of the emotional burden of all of the transitions that were happening in my life. And I decided that I wanted to create a venue for women, a venue that I did not have, so that women that maybe I and some of the other ladies in the organization, we have this passion that we don't want you to go through everything the hard way. We want to share some of our trials and tribulations and our triumphs and our dreams with you. And we just want to come together as a harvest of women to go out into the world and to empower other women, and not just to empower women, but to empower our babies, our young girls. You know, I had a young adult come up to me the other day and say, what happened to the older women teaching the young girls? And I had to stop and ponder that. And it came to me that some of the older women were never taught as young girls, so they could not go back to the table and encourage some of the young girls. And so we're all sometimes just growing up in this thing, in this womanhood thing together. So I just wanted to let you know that out of my pain, it became my passion. And so that is the thing that I want to help you understand today. Now, I'm steady empowering myself. I'm a work in progress. And I always thought that I had to get to that perfect place before I could teach someone else. But I learned that, through empowering others, I empower myself. So as I speak to you and as I grow myself, I grow you up. And so that makes us strong together. A little bit more about Harvest Girls International. We are founded in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we are seeking to start charter organizations in other cities. Now, we believe that every woman is a Harvest Girl. If you're female and you have passion in life and you want change and you want to do the best that you can do and be the best that you can be, then we welcome you as a Harvest Girl. You know, there are so many women who want to be awakened to their full destiny in life. No matter what your age, color, culture, or social status, we all want to walk in our destiny. Isn't that right? Oh, I know it is. We all want to reap a harvest for our lives. But before there's a harvest, we must plant a seed. And then that seed has to be nurtured, and it grows and produces a harvest. And the harvest is gathered together and processed and then sent out to the world to be a blessing as a vital resource. And that's the way we see Harvest Girls. Now, Harvest Girls, we always want to talk about celebrate the journey. And what does that mean, celebrate the journey? Well, celebrate the journey means it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what has happened to you. If you can find that one thing that kept you alive, that one thing that did not kill you when you know you could have died, if you can find and tap into that one thing and share it with the next sister, you may be her lifeline. And so that's what we want to do. We want to keep our women alive and well, and we want to share, and we want to promote one another. Now, I know it sounds so easy and so simple, and I know a lot of times, many times I've had issues with having female friends, only because I did not understand the continuity in a friendship. And I realized that friends are the soil in which you grow. And so after I learned what covenant friendship was, and I had to ask God to give me covenant friendship, and I learned how to value that, and I learned how to cultivate that, then I could understand why it was so important for me to go back and get the women that might be left behind. So every woman has the potential to be transformed into reaching her highest potential in life, and every woman has the resources within her to reach higher heights and deeper depths. And we want every woman to have the unity of other women to encourage and motivate her to success. Because we realize that change comes by choice, not by chance. You have to choose change. You have to make up your mind that you want something more in life than the same old, same old. I'm so excited that you're on the line, because today I just want to talk a little bit about what's going to be happening with Harvest Girls International, what we're going to be doing, but I also want to empower you with a few things. I want to talk a little bit about change. I was just speaking about change, and I want to talk about change because sometimes change is one of the hardest things as females that we have to deal with. You know, we change. We're going to change no matter what. We're going to become from old, from young to old, and we're going to become our shape sometimes become from figure eight to a figure zero. We have so many changes. We may have a mental or an emotional change. Our lifestyle may change. But you know what? Here's the key to it. You have to take whatever your change is and let it propel you into the next elevation where you need to go in your destiny. You know, you have to make some decisions sometimes that are not always easy, but you have to make those decisions that are best for you. And sometimes we're so busy as women pouring out into our children and our husbands and our sisters and our mothers and our families and our jobs that we don't take the time to self-examine ourselves and see what it is that we need to do for ourselves and what would be the best decision and the best change for our lives. Now, Maya Angelou has a quote from I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. She says that the bird doesn't sing because it has the answer. It sings because it has a song. And my answer to that quote is, life is a song. Sing it, no matter what key that your life is in. You know, some people, if you look at a choir, there's so many different ranges in a choir of voices. But yet when you put them all together and you give them the right note and the right chord, it becomes harmonious. That's what we want for our women. We want to sing our song, no matter what key of life it's written in. Sing your song because somebody needs to hear your song. Somebody needs your story and your testimony to help them go over. And don't be ashamed of that story. Don't be ashamed of that trial, that tribulation. You can turn your pain into your passion, you know, but you have to make up your mind that that's what you want to do. I have an acronym for CHANGE, C-H-A-N-G-E, creating hope and newfound great expectation. Creating hope and newfound great expectation. You have to be willing to create something in you, but it's already there. It's already locked down on the inside of you. So you want to create the hope that you can make it, the hope that this thing may knock me down, but it won't knock me out, the hope that I can get up again. That's the hope that you have to have in your spirit to pass it on to your young girls and your babies and your granddaughters and your daughters and your nieces and the young girl down the street or that lady that's watching you. And the hope that we have to create it as a newfound great expectation. We have to start expecting great things because sometimes in our life we take so many hits, so many times we're beaten down by just life that we don't expect anything great to happen. And we have to have a new normal for ourselves. We have to do things a new way. And how do we do that? We do that by changing our mind and making some decisions. And change is important because change is what elevates you to the next level. I want to give you a quote here by Mort Walker. It says, life is like a game of chess. There are many moves possible, but each move determines your next move. Where you wind up is the sum total of your past moves. But first, you must have to make some kind of move. In other words, your past move determines your next move. And then the sum total of your past move determines your future. But you got to make some kind of move. In other words, just don't stay there in your mess. Just don't stand there in your adversity. Don't have a pity party with yourself. You know, I used to have pity parties sometimes and I didn't like myself after I had a pity party. Matter of fact, it made the situation worse. I would rather have rejoiced, but I didn't have a venue or a sister to help me learn how to celebrate my journey, no matter what that journey was. And I didn't realize that my story was going to be somebody else's glory because they were going to win because of me, because I didn't have to let them walk that way that I walked. I could take them to a higher level. You know, every mistake and every situation does not have to be learned the hard way, ladies. You know, wisdom is both caught and taught. And my mother used to say, you don't have to bang your head to learn the lesson. You can listen. And that's what we have to do. We have to be more willing to listen and to understand one another, to love one another. I also want to let you know that there are so many times that you have to decide to exchange something for others. Like you have to discover your passion for transformation. And how do you discover your passion for transformation? You exchange your breakdown for breakthroughs, your fear for freedom, and your tragedy for triumph. And you make up your mind to change. And so we, as Harvest Girls International, we just want to bring you the best that there is. We want to give you just a variety of empowering sessions. As a matter of fact, we're having one in Indianapolis tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the MCL Cafeteria on 86th Street. And we have the great, and my mentor, the great, fabulous, fantastic life coach who's coming from Kentucky to give us a lunch and learn, none other than Kathy Holloway Hill. I'm so excited that she is coming to give us her time, her love. She's going to teach us how to begin again in 2010. She's going to teach us about goals and just being empowered for change. And so I'm really excited about that. And I'm going to try to merge Kathy on the line here, so because I want Kathy to talk to you a little bit about tomorrow and about some of the things that she would just like to share this evening. Let's see if I can get Kathy on the line here. Kathy, let's see, Kathy, are you with me, Kathy?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you, my dear sister?
I am wonderful. I am so glad you are with us today. You're helping me work the bugs out today. You know, those little jitters and nerves that you have on your first show.
You're doing a fantastic job. You're a natural.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm so glad that you came aboard today. And so I just wanted you to talk a little bit to the ladies about the event tomorrow. You can begin again in 2010, and you're going to do some goal setting, and it's going to be interactive, and you have a book out. You're the author of Emotional Bailout, and you're going to talk to us about that. So just kind of just take us through a little bit about you and then a little bit about what you're going to do tomorrow.
Absolutely, Chris. You know, the title of your radio show says it all. Transformation begins with you. And what I want to do tomorrow, I want to just focus on the ladies that are in attendance. I want everyone to look inside themselves and think about, what is life? What does life mean to them? When I say the word living, what comes to mind? And I'm going to bring some exercises and bring some things and just really get everybody to thinking and get their juices flowing. I want to educate and motivate so that when they leave there, they will have a plan or they will know exactly how they're going to win in 2010, because nothing is going to change in your life around you until you make the change on the inside. And that's why, right, I said the title of your radio show says it all, because transformation definitely does begin with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it begins on the inside. And a lot of times we can't do that because we don't know how.
Yes.
We don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
The mountain is just too big to climb.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're standing down at the bottom of the mountain and you're just looking up thinking, oh, my God, how am I going to get up that mountain? Well, we're going to talk about how to take baby steps, how to break it up into small chunks to make it manageable and doable and achievable. And then when you look up and you've accomplished this magnificent goal and your life is transformed.
All right. That sounds wonderful. I'm excited because I'm going to actually be a part of that workshop. I'm going to also be speaking. And I'm going to talk about hold on to your no. You know, we get to the point, Kathy, where we say yes to everything, but we never
That's
go back and capture those no's that we need to help empower us to get to the yeses.
That's
so I'm going to be talking about that. And so together we're just going to have an awesome situation going on at the place tomorrow. So I'm excited. I need you just to tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself. You have such an exciting background. I just want to hear a little bit about Kathy, the sister, the woman.
Absolutely. Well, I have an amazing story myself, and that's why I am just so energized when it comes to helping people to change their lives, because unfortunately, statistics show that about 90% of individuals are either in a job or in a situation in their lives that they're not happy with.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in corporate America, and corporate America is fine, but it just was not for me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started thinking about doing my life transformation, I decided to walk away from that because God revealed to me my purpose. And after a 28-year career in corporate America. I was
wow.
in corporate 28 years. 28
years
in the technology industry. I worked for IBM, and you know, it was a fantastic journey. I wouldn't trade it for anything because everything happens for a reason, and I brought away a lot of skills, education, and knowledge, leadership, business sense. Just a lot of great things came from that. So I stepped away, and I formed my own company, C. Holloway Hill Enterprises. It's a personal and professional development organization, and I focus on life transformation for individuals, whether it's career enhancement or whether it's personal life enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever can make your life better, whatever can give you a sense of fulfillment and a sense of accomplishment, that's what I do. I do consulting. I teach classes. I do corporate training. I've written a book, as you know. I have a C. Holloway Hill Learning Library, which I'm just introducing this year, and it is just really going over very well. I'm going to have some of my audio tapes tomorrow at the event.
Great.
And I'm breaking my CDs down into individual topics because a lot of people don't really enjoy reading, so I want to make sure I bring something for everyone. So if you're one of those kind of people where you would rather listen and just pop a CD in when you're in the car or at home, then I'll have something for you. But that's what I represent. I represent transformation, change, motivation, rejuvenation, energize, whatever whatever you can call changing your life, that's what I'm all about. When someone comes up to me after one of my presentations or my seminars and they tell me that something I said made them want to change, that's what it's all about for me.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take a Chris Meadows or Kathy Holloway Hill to do that. We can do that individually. Is that correct, Kathy?
We certainly can. Mm-hmm. We have to find, and that's what I want to talk about tomorrow. Everyone has a different type of motivational DNA. We're not all wired the same. We're not all motivated the same.
Right.
Something that motivates me may not motivate you and vice versa, and that's what we need to learn about ourselves. One of the first things I'm going to do for the ladies tomorrow when we start up is we're going to talk about how to go through a self-discovery process.
Wow, self-discovery.
We don't know ourselves. We don't know who we are, so that's why we just fall into jobs and accept things in life that we don't like. We wake up one day and realize I'm miserable. That's because you don't know yourself.
Is that one of the reasons? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but is that one of the reasons that we fall into these bad relationships as well?
Oh,
whether they be female with our friends, our girlfriends, or with men. That could possibly be an awakening for many women to take that assessment.
You better believe it, because what happens is we are so busy looking for fulfillment on the outside of us because we don't know who we are on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
When we know who we are on the inside, then we can go about the task of designing our life around that instead of designing our life around things outside of us.
Mm-hmm.
We want other people to accept us, love us, make us feel fulfilled, make us happy. We want other people, other things, other stuff, money, cars, possessions.
Mm-hmm.
We want that from on the outside. And I'm going to teach the ladies how to discover themselves on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know who you are on the inside, that's the first step in making that life transformation. That's
yes.
the first, yes. foremost, most important step. And then, of course, I'm going to talk about where to go from that point, how to set your goals, because goal setting is a very specific art. I mean, you have to do it the right way, otherwise you will fail. I want to know, I'm going to ask the ladies, how many people set a New Year's resolution
mm-hmm.
and they're still on track?
Mm-hmm. Well,
because,
I know I'm not.
Well, statistics show that 90%
mm-hmm.
of people by the third week of the new year, and we're past that, they've
mm-hmm.
given it up.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not alone, dear. You're
mm-hmm.
not
and
alone.
So that's one of the reasons why we wanted to have this workshop at the end of the month. You know, you see so many workshops and programs starting at the beginning of the year, but we especially wanted to drop this to the bottom of the month because there may be some women out there already frustrated and ready to give up because they made those resolutions and they've already fallen short and they don't know
yep.
where to go or where to turn. And so this would be absolutely wonderful to put them back on course and to get them structured and moving in the right direction because this is a new decade. Let's face it, a lot of women, they want a new life. You know, they say new year, new you. They want to start over. They want the next 10 years to be a lot greater than the last. So this
and
is,
it can.
This
and
sounds
it can.
Like this is really going to be awesome.
It's going to be fantastic, Chris. I mean, the one thing in life, well, actually, there are two things in life that you can count on. And we know one of them is death.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is change.
Oh, yeah, that's
we
good.
We know
yeah.
that's something that is absolutely dead, steadfast.
Yeah.
Always you can count
yeah.
on change. But
yeah.
that's the one thing we resist the most in life.
Mm-hmm. And it's almost, Kathy, as I've learned to watch other people, and I'm looking at some of the older ladies, and there are going to be some there, the widows and ladies that have just lost their husbands, and they are fearful of change.
Oh,
they
know,
have so
I
much
know.
Fear, but we have
they are in their comfort zone. They are
yes.
in the they have built a fortress around themselves to protect them. Their fortress protects them from being hurt, being rejected, all of these emotions that they conjure up in their head based on their beliefs.
Yeah. And so, Kathy, is this one of the reasons why we sometimes as women stay in these bad relationships, even with bad relationships with our girlfriends, bad relationships with men. I mean, is this because it's the norm, even though it's not a good norm, but it's what we know. So we tend to stay there because we don't want change.
Yes, absolutely. We fear change.
Change
is more fearful for us than a toxic relationship.
Wow.
Change is probably the number one fear above death, above flying. I mean, all these things that are big fears that are, you know, one and two on the list, change is probably bigger than all of those because it's the unknown.
Yeah.
People don't want to venture into the unknown. They would rather stay with something that they're familiar with, even though it's toxic and it's bad for you, but they would rather stay with something they are familiar with instead of moving towards something that is going to empower their lives and make their lives more fulfilling. They don't know that. They don't believe it.
Your job, you said you moved out of the job because you stayed with it for those years because it was what you knew, it was familiar, but yet it wasn't empowering and it was more toxic for you, but yet you made that change and look at your life.
I'm sure everybody that comes to this event tomorrow will be able to say, yes, either this area of my life or this area of my life or this area or some area of their life is not good, yet they're doing nothing to change it.
Okay.
They're doing nothing to change it because they are in a comfort zone and they fear the unknown. And when you let go of that fear and you put the action behind removing that fear, being willing to just take baby steps out of your comfort zone. I'm not saying just do a total 180 overnight because that's not even possible anyway. I'm saying take baby steps. As long as you do something every day toward achieving your goals, it's better than doing nothing.
Yes, 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 I agree. Well, Kathy, this has been wonderful. My, how time flies. Our 30 minutes is almost up. I just am so grateful that you came on the call. I just wanted you to have that say because they needed to hear your voice and to hear how you impact their lives. You know, it's so exciting to see women giving of their time and of their life and of their struggles over to their passion, to make it their passion to help others. So we look so forward to seeing you. I want to give the girls the website. The ladies that are online is www.harvestgirls.webs.com. Again, that's www.harvestgirls.webs, that's WEBS.com. You can go to our website. You can view what the organization is all about. Information about the event tomorrow is on that website. And I just want to leave you with a little something and just let you know that the worst is over and the best is yet to come. And I want you to remember that transformation begins with you. Thank you, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.